Approximately 2 months ago, we learned that James Wright would be unable to read tonight because of serious illness. We decided in tribute to him, and partially in celebration of his poetry that we had so much loved, and in some cases younger poets had grown up with, to read for him. As most of you know, James Wright passed away in a New York hospital a little over a week ago. So in a sense, this reading of his poetry must be a eulogy to him. However, I think more than anyone who has written poetry in the last few decades, James Wright has made poems which have identified our own private lives and our most secret and vulnerable selves. So a eulogy seems somehow like a public thing. I would rather instead that you think of this reading as a quiet celebration, or speaking of another man's voice, his personal fears and loves that have come so much to parallel and to dignify our own. Each of the five poets who's going to be reading James Wright tonight has chosen poems that they in particular care for. And reading in order will be myself, John Anderson, Maura Stanton, Tom Owens, Ruth Gardner, and Dick Shelton, and then I want to stand up and read one last poem. I'm going to ask that you withhold any applause until after the reading, and that applause be in tribute, obviously, not to the readers, but to the poems.